nothing heard, so with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next up, we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and standby Bob. Dave, good evening, user. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, my KD8MMH, W8DW. Yeah, it was good seeing everyone there on Saturday. That was fun. We didn't buy a whole lot, but we got rid of some stuff from the shack. I got a lot of stuff to go through down there. Probably not auction wise stuff, but we got a little cleaning up to do and try to get things straightened up. But anyway, like I say, had a good time. Not a whole lot more here, Mike. I think this will be my only one tonight. We will listen out though, so if anybody's got any questions or anything, we will still be here. So 7-3, thanks for doing it, and catch your one down the log. KD8MMH, W8DW.
Hey, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Good seeing you Saturday. And thanks for the donations to the club. It was a fine auction. I had the truck pretty well filled up when I dropped stuff off there and went home with it empty, which is what I was hoping to do. So worked out pretty good for me. So appreciate that, Dave. Thanks once again. 7-3, you have a great week ahead. Next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and standby Rick, KC8POA. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on 7-the-net. Kind of a cool day today compared to what we've been getting, but that was good for me because I had some stuff to plant. I had four mums to plant. Maybe one of them will last through the winter this year. They never seemed to, though. And plus I had I can never remember what that's called. It's some kind of a tree. It's a flower tree. I don't know if they grafted this thing onto some kind of a tree or what, but normally they're just a bush or a shrub, but now it's a tree. I got one on one side of one end of the house, and when I had my driveway redone from asphalt to cement, you know, they tore everything up, and I had to have my sump drain replaced, and so anyways, I lost a lot of landscaping, so trying to re-landscape it, and I said, well, I'll just put one of these like we did on the other side of the house, so I can never remember what it's called, though, but anyways, did that today, and when I checked the rain gauge this morning, I do reports for the National Weather Service every day, and when I checked the rain gauge this morning, it was 0.90 inches, 9/10 of an inch. I'm like, I didn't think we were supposed to get that much rain, but my trash cans are knocked over in the yard, and so apparently we had some kind of little storm come through here last night and dumped a lot of rain. But yeah, 9/10 of an inch, I was surprised. I didn't think we were supposed to get that much. I needed it, that's for sure. I didn't need it, so I have to water the grass on either side of the driveway that I had to replant because of the new driveway. But and that's about it for this round. Back to Nick Control. This is NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Almost an inch of rain there. I see we did get some here last night, too. I don't have anything out to measure as of right now, but did get a little bit of rain here. We definitely need it. It's been dry here the last few weeks or so. In fact, I haven't mowed the lawn probably in going on 2 weeks, maybe a little over 2 weeks now. So probably with a little bit of rain, I'll get out there either tomorrow or Wednesday and mow it again. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Rick, KC8VOA, and standby Tom. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everybody on the net. And I did get 0.15 inches of rain, not near as much as Bob got there. And the leaves are falling, so I haven't cut the grass in probably 3 weeks, maybe a little longer than that. And there's enough leaves coming down now. It's going to be having time to clean the leaves up. They're starting to cover the ground here. I know Ron had made mention last week that the leaves were starting to come down. I see other places. My neighbors behind me, this complete lawn's covered, blanketed in leaves right now. So I don't know if that had something to do with the dryness or just what there, but it's getting that time of year again. I missed the auction there Saturday. I had full intentions of going to the auction, but I had spent 3 days prepping my vehicle, getting it ready for ceramic, and I knew there was a potential for some rain there on Sunday and everything else, and I didn't want to lose what I had, so I went ahead and pushed ahead to get it done there on Saturday. I'm going to take a break here. So after putting the ceramic on a couple hours afterwards, it was still a little sticky. I wasn't too happy with it at that point in time. But the next day, it hardened up and turned to a nice, slick finish. So that I'm pleased with so far with that. So that was a good thing. Radio-wise, I have not had much time to do any radio work and hopefully get back into it. I was looking at the 6-meter antenna today. I think I'm about putting that up. So I'm one and done tonight. Everyone have a wonderful night. 73 KCVOA.
All right, well, very good. Thank you for joining us this evening, Rick. I haven't missed you there on Saturday. I do have one question for you, though, quick before you run off. The ceramic you said you used, I've been at the different various auto park stores and seen, I've heard good things about Chemical Guys. They have Meguiar's. I've seen both of those. Just curious what you used and if it was just one of the spray-ons or how involved it was actually to do. So if you could answer that for me before you run off, Rick, go right ahead.
Okay, what I used was the DYI 8-year ceramic, and it's a little bit more involved, Mike. By the time you get your vehicle washed and decontaminate everything, your vehicle's fairly new, so it shouldn't be too bad. I had a lot of tar. I don't know where all the tar come from. I spent about a day and a half decontaminating the paint, and I spent probably 6 hours polishing it and so forth. And then there's panel prep you put on, and then you go ahead and once you get the panel prep on and that, you go ahead and put your ceramic on. Gray and silver colors are hard to see the ceramic flash off. It was very difficult watching the ceramic flash off. You want about a 50% flash off. When you put the ceramic on, it gets a rainbow streak in it, and so when about 50% of that goes away, then you use a microfiber cloth to level the ceramic off. And once you get it leveled off and everything else, then you go over with another plush towel just to kind of buff it up and clean it up a little bit more. If I had to do it all over again, I would probably go with the Cerakote spray and just go ahead and do that. And just plan on doing it a little bit more often.
Repeater side cannot.
Every year and a half or so. But, yeah, in the cost-wise, significant cost difference in the ceramic, the spray stuff versus the stuff I put on. So I don't think it was really worth what I did.
Oh, sorry about that, Rick. I was stepping on you there. Try that again.
I would not do what I did again. I would go ahead and just use the Cerakote spray ceramic. You can get it via Amazon. I noticed Menards had one that was 12 ounces instead of the 16 ounces. So that's what I would probably go ahead and do versus the other. And then the Cerakote trim restorer is very good stuff for plastic trim. That's excellent stuff. So it'll last for 2 years. KCBOA.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate the information there. Yeah, it sounds like I was a little bit more involved than what I was going to get a try. Like I said, I've seen either the Meguiar's or the Chemical Guys or whatever at the auto park stores, the spray-on ceramic wax, whatever they call it, for like 20, 25, 30 bucks, and I was just going to do something like that for just a little bit of extra added protection. But, yeah, the Cerakote, that sounds like that might do a good job also. So, appreciate the information, and good luck with that. Hopefully it lasts for you a good long time. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Tom, N8EUI, and standby Ron. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, everybody. This is N8EUI. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. It's good to see everybody at the auction on Saturday. Let me see what I do this week. I cut the grass on Friday, and basically it was just to level off the grass, the tall fescue versus the fine fescue, just to level it off so it looks halfway decent. Only collected about 2 bags of clippings, and of those bags, only half full. So basically together, those 2 bags made 1 bag of clippings. So not a whole lot of clippings to put in front of the for trash pickup this morning. But that's what it is. And a little bit of rain we had, maybe the grass will grow a little bit better, and maybe I'll have to cut it maybe later this week. We'll see. The weather's supposed to be typical fall weather. It's just nice and cool and low humidity, and the evenings are really nice. And maybe the hot, humid air is gone for now. We'll see. I don't know. It's supposed to go level up. I think it's supposed to increase about the low to mid 70s this week. But looking forward to a nice week. Let me break real quick.